This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Lamed Ches. But we're going to start on the bottom, on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara discussed the following case. The Gemara discussed a suffik, meaning somebody who might be the son of the deceased, or it might be 9 months, or it might be the son of the Yavam. So we don't know who his father was. He was born, and we're unsure whether he is the son of the deceased or the son of the Yavam. And now they want to come to divide the Nechse Yavam. After already, so basically what happened was, after the deceased died, there's a big dispute between the Safek and the Yavam. The Safek says, I'm the deceased son, so it should be mine. The Yavam said, you're my son, so you don't get anything. So they split it. And then the Yavam died. And now they want to come to divide the Nechse Yavam. So the Safek says, I should get a chilek of it because I'm his son. And the Bnei Yavam said, get lost. You claim that you are the son of the mess. You can't have your cake and eat it. Prove to us that you're our brother. So the Safek says, what are you talking about, Manav Shach? What are you talking about? If I'm your brother, so I get a nice big chelek of your father's estate, and if I'm not your brother, so then I want the entire share of the mess that we once split. So Rab Abba says, come dina. Rab Yirmiyah says, hadar dina. Meaning Rab Abba says that regarding the previous court case, they already split it. It's already split and it's shut. It's open and shut. Now they're coming to divide the nechasim of the Yavam. So the Bnei Yavam could tell the guy, the Safek, get lost. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, Hadar Dina. Hadar Dina is, we're going to revisit it. It's up for grabs. It's true we split in the past, but we only split because maybe I'm the potentially the son of the Yavam, and if I'm the son of the Yavam, I should get a piece of his estate. And the Gemara wanted it to hinge it on Machloikis Admon and the Rabbanon, about a guy who had a derech to his field, and when he came back, he lost it. It became overgrown. He doesn't know where it is. So Admon says, look, you for sure have a road over here. Take a road. And the Chachamim say, no, the guy could overcharge you. He could say, where is your road exactly? It's not here, it's not here, it's not here. You want one? Either I'm going to rip you off or take a helicopter. So the Gemara said, well, who owns the field now? If it's owned by a bunch of people, then they should be able to push him off. If it's owned by one guy, he should be able to say, give me my road. So the Gemara says like this. If it's owned by a number of people now, there's no question they could push him off. But the Machloikis is in a case where it used to be owned by 4 people. It used to be that they could push him off. However, right now it's owned by 1 person. So the rabbis say, Admon says, look, right now I have a right to claim that I for sure have a road over here. I lost it before when it was owned by 4 people. Okay, we're going to revisit the case now. Admon seems to say, Hadar Dina, we're going to revisit the case now. And right now, I have the ability to say that I for sure have a path. The fact that 2 weeks ago I didn't have ability to say that, and Bezdin Paskin, that you could push me off, that's very nice. But now that 1 person owns it, we're going to revisit the case. Hadar Dina. So the Admon says, you have the right to exercise your right of revisiting the case. And the Rabbanon say, no. Since yesterday, if you would have gone to Bezdin would have awarded the four field owners the right to push you off. That was the decision of Bezdin yesterday. That decision continues to stand. And even though right now it's owned by one person, and you should be able to say, look, I for sure have the rights to a pathway, but nevertheless, yesterday the din was they could push you off. That din stands. Yesterday's din stands. So Rabbi Abba, who says, Kam Dina, he goes like the rabbis. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who says, Hadar Dina, he goes like Admon. That was last week's Gemara. By the way, if you get a chance to hear the Iyun Shirim, it was pretty intense. Good stuff. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Noid Vihuda. And I have another one, but I'm thinking of saving it for next week. Technically, it's on the Lamdus of Kam Dina. Right now, the plan is to do it next Sunday. I know I said I was going to do it tonight, but I'm going to do it Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. If we have something else to do, we'll do something else also. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Amar lecha Rabba Abba, who says, Kam Dina, and he says, well, if we split the nechasim of the mess, so that stands, and if he now wants to come and say that if we split, because maybe I'm the son of the Yavam, he should have a right in the Yavam's estate, they could push him off and say, get lost. So then he should be able to revisit the previous case. No, Rabbi Abba Paskins Kamdina. No, the Amri Afilu Ka'adman. I could say like Admon. If Kamdina, then what's the argument of Admon that you should be able to say, give me a field now? But yesterday, the case was already decided. No, Ad Kan Loy Kamar Admon Asim, Admon only said it over there. You could revisit the case because you have a Miman of Shach Taino Al Mishum De Amar Le, Miman of Shach. You should be able to say, Miman of Shach. Darki Gabach, Darki Chad Gabachu. I have one path by you. What does that mean? The way Rashi explains it, I have a note in my Gemara from 18 years ago. That's right. This note is from 18 years ago. I'm not sure what it's saying, but I remember not understanding what the Gemara is saying. In other words, I think I actually do understand. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? May really Rabbi Abba holds Kamdina. But in Admon's case, you should be able to revisit your Taina, and you're right, because even though yesterday you guys could have pushed me off, but now there's only one owner, and I for sure have rights to a path. Says the Gemara, Amar Lemi Manav Shach, Darki Chad Gabachavi. One path is by you. Rashi says, "V'tainas barihu." This is the point. It's a definitive taina. D'yada ma'ka tovimine. I know exactly what I'm being toiveya. I am saying that I have a right to a path. I don't have some kind of either give me A or give me B, but I have rights to possessions. No. You know why we say over here, Hadar Dina? Because in this case, I have a definitive taina. I have a path by you. That's as clear and definitive a taina as you could have. But in the case of the Safek and the Bnei Yavan, Shabo Lachlik B'nechse Yavam, where he says, well, come on, give me a share of the Nechse Yavam. And they say to him, well, who says? Maybe you're the son of the deceased. So he said, well, if I'm the son of the deceased, then let me have the entire share of the deceased. Okay, that's not a definitive taina. He definitively has a lot, but he doesn't have one definitive taina. He could say, either for sure give me a share of the yavam, or give me all of the estate of the mess. That's not a definitive taina. That's a compound taina. That's saying, either give me A or B, but I for sure should have a nice juicy piece of land somewhere. Either give me A or B, but you can't. Okay, that's either A or B. That's not a definitive taina. But here there's a definitive taina of give me a road. Aval hacha mi ikalamemer hachi. But here you can't say this. Rashi says, "Halo yada mai katavami." Doesn't even know what he's being taveya. E pagam inechse mes. Either the other half of the mess, e minsa benechse yavam, or a piece of the yavam's estate. So he wants to join shtei tainus. He's coming on them with two tainus. Either I'm your brother and I get a share of the yavam, and if I'm not your brother, you have to I need to get all of the mess's possession. So that's a either or taina. And either or taina, we're not revisiting that. We already dealt with half of the shaila. So now you want to say either or? We don't do that. We don't allow either this or that. Well, we already decided one side of your shaila, and regarding the other shaila, we'll say the other side. But if someone is coming with a definitive taina, I have a road. I don't care. Yesterday we said that you don't get a road. Right now you have a taina, you get a road, and we have no answer to that. Okay, not bad. I think that actually that's pretty clear. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Lach, Rabbi Yirmiyah will say to you. Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah is of the opinion that Hadar Dina, that right now, the guy could say, it's very nice, I divided with your father before. And that was assuming I was the son of the mess. But now, there was also a tzad that I was his son, that's why I only got half. So I should get a share of your dad's estate. And Elamai, you want to say not, then I should get all of the mess's estate. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Lach, Anod Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I would go even like the rabbis. The rabbis say, what's decided is decided. Yesterday, you didn't have a path. You continue not to have a path. Because I had kam loy kamer rabbanan asan. Elam yishum da amar lay. Because the rabbis say, ishaskis shaskis. Either, if you want to be quiet, be quiet. V'loy madarner shtar l'marayu. We're going to return the shtar to the master. V'loy matzah slash tu yedina badayu. I'm going to give the fields back to the four owners. And you will not have a pathway. But here you can't say this. Meaning, maybe only in the case of the pathway, maybe only in the case of the pathway do we say, Kamdina, and that's because you completely lost your right to be able to have a pathway. So, That right was lost for good. There were four owners. You had nothing to say. Now there's one owner. You want a pathway. So he'll just say, look, yesterday you had no rights. So those rights are not returned to you. As opposed to in this case, you have a valid miman of shachtaina that if you, in fact, are not the brother of these people, then you should have a right to the entire estate of the mess. Who could explain this tzad of the Gemara? Anyone have an understanding of this? Well, what's the Gemara saying on this tzad?
Being made, the owner could say to that he could return the fields to the four original owners.
So we only say Kamdina if you could easily revert back to that situation. Masha'en Kain, in the case of the Suffolk and the Bnei Yavam, you cannot return to the scenario of re-inheriting the Nechasim of the Mess. What's the issue? What's the point?
Correct. That's my understanding.
Yeah? Nassim, what do you want to say? That's the what? Somebody says that?
That's where I understand the shot.
That when do we say Kamdina? That's when you could easily take a step back and revert to the situation where you lost your share, where you lost your right. But in the case of, in other words, when do we say Kamdina? The Rabbanan say Kamdina. Because you could always go back to the state where the guy lost his taina, as opposed to the dividing the nechasim of the mess, we can't go back in time. We're not going to go back to that moment in time. Why not? Because it happened already and you can't revert?
Not the shit it is.
What?
Because if you go back, it doesn't answer your question anyway.
Why? Let's go back. And we'll go back to the Nechasim of the mess.
You end up in a Suffolk, whereas the case by the path is definitive. You're going back to a state of affairs where the guy really lost it. You're saying that's the reality we're anchoring the decision in, whereas here you're going back to a state that's a flux, that's at best 50-50. And you can't go back farther than that. There's no certainty beyond that. And because there's no certainty, he's saying Hadardina.
Yeah, I like the way David said it. In other words, in the case of the pathway, when you're going back to the scenario where there were four owners, you're going back to a definitive verdict, which is the guy has no share. So since you could revert back to a time when there was absolute clarity, we're going to stick with that clarity, as opposed to the case of the Suffolk and the Yavam dividing the Mess's estate. The reason why we divide it is me Suffolk. So we're not going to be bound. In other words, we're not bound by a temporary state of unclarity. We can be bound by a definitive verdict, but we're not going to be bound by a verdict of uncertainty. Yeah? Okay.
The only problem is that when we're saying, we're going to say Kamdina back to a situation where there was never a Dintura at that time. Meaning it's a hypothetical Kamdina. Because at the time that four owners owned it, he wasn't around, so he never had a claim that I lost my path. So it could even be hypothetically, he could say, no, I knew where the path was at that point, and only now I don't know where the path is. There never really was a did at that time.
You mean the Gemara could have said that when does Admon say Hadardina, that's in a situation where there was no din tyra, so we could always revert back to the way things were because there was no verdict, as opposed to the case of the Suffolk and the Avam, where there was an absolute verdict in court, maybe then we say Kamdina. Okay, next case in the Gemara. Suffolk v. Avam. The Suffolk and the Avam Shabo Lachloik Benichse Saba. So here you have a Suffolk, and you have a Yavam, and they want to divide the grandfather's estate. The Suffolk, Amar Hai Gavra Bar Misnahu. The Suffolk says, I am the son of the deceased. And therefore, basically what we have over here is we have a Yavam, who is one son, and we have a Mess, who is not around, but he has an heir, and that's me, the Suffolk says. So let's divide it. Hai Gavra, that man, meaning me, Bar Misnahu, Upalga Didihu. Yavam Amar, the Yavam says, no, Adbroi Didi, you're my kid. Adbroi Didi, you're my kid. Veles Lach Lamidi, you get nothing. So the Suffolk says we divide it, and the Yavam says you should get nothing. So have a Yavam Vadai, the Yavam has a certain tine over here, but Suffolk says, Savimosvine Vadai. This is a classic case of Ein Safek Masvidei. The Yavam for sure gets 50%. But he claims he's the only heir. And the Mess says no. The Safek says, I am the son of the Mess, and I get 50%. We tell him, go jump in the lake. Next case. Case number?
6?
Case number 6. Why do I have 5? I have it wrong here?
Because you didn't count case number 3.
Why not? I didn't?
Yeah, that was from last week's year.
Let's see.
Case number 1 is Suffolk v. Yavam Shabbat Lachlo.
Suffolk Yavam. Then case 2 is Suffolk Ubnei Yavan.
Yavam Shabbat Lachlo.
Right.
And then case number 3 is in the middle of the explanation of case number 2, which is...
Oh, Suffolk Ubnei Yavan Shabbat Lachlo Nechse Yavam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, I don't... Okay. So then we're really up to, you said case six, so this should be really case, if anything, it's case five, according to you.
No, it's case six.
No. If you don't count that case, so then Safek Ubnei Yavon would be case three. What's case four?
Case three is
okay, but I'm not counting that. So that I'm counting Safek Bnei Yavam as case three. What's the next case?
No, if you're not counting when the Gemara says,
okay, so I'm up to, okay, good. So then I'm up to case five. Safek Ubnei Yavam. Yeah.
No, if you're counting Ela Idam Yil Masnisa and Lahadam Yil, Safek Ubnei Yavam Shabo Lachlub.
Yeah, I'm not counting that.
That's okay, so
I'm up to five. Safek Ubnei Yavam Shabo Lachlub Benichse Saba.
If you don't count that third one, you're up to number five.
I'm up to five. Okay. Yeah, I don't count that one. Suffolk.
Look with the art scroll, because the art scroll actually skips case three.
No, it introduces case three in the middle of case two.
Yeah.
What does the Masifta do? They don't even number the cases.
The Masifta does not quote art scroll.
Okay. Weiter. Safek Ubnei Yavam Shabo Lachlik Benichse Saba. The Safek and the Bnei Yavam that come to divide the estate of their grandfather. So in this case, the Yavam died. The Yavam died before the grandfather. So the Safek Ubnei Yavam Shabo Lachlik Benichse Saba. Safek Amar. The Safek says, Hahu Gavra Bar Misnahu. Safek says, I am the son of the mess, of the deceased. And therefore, as the only heir of one of the sons of the Yavam, I get half. Upago didihu. Uvne Yavon Amri.
Not of the Yavam, of the Saba.
No, I'm of the mess, of the deceased. No. Nope. Nope. Amra hu gavra bar misnahu. I am the son of the deceased. And therefore, I am the only heir of one of the sons of the grandfather, and therefore paga didihu, uvne yavon amri. The bnei yavam say, achuna at, you're our brother, minsa islach bahadan, you get a share. In other words, they say, you are one of us, and therefore if there are another two of us, a total of three, we should divide it three ways. He says, no, half is mine, and you guys get the other half. So there's a very interesting equation over here. Because basically he admits that they get half, and they admit that he gets, let's say, a third. In other words, let's say they're two sons of the Yavam, and he is potentially a third son. But he claims he's the son of the mess. So he acknowledges that they get half, and they acknowledge that he gets a third. So, palgo de kamaydiluhu shakli. The half that he's made to them, they take. Let's call it, he admits they get a half. Let's call it, he admits they get 3/6. So they take 3/6. They admit he gets a third, 2/6. Tilsa the kamaydile, a third that they're made to him, shakal, he takes. So they took 3/6. He takes 2/6. You're left with 1/6 that they're arguing on. Pashlhu danka. You're left with 1/6 that they're disputing. So now let's talk about it in terms of twelfths. He was moida that they get 6/12. They're moida that he gets 4/12. You have 2/12 left. And they split the 2/12. So he gets 5/12, they get 7/12, and each one of them then split the 7/12, they each get 3.5/12. whatever that percent is. I'll let you speak to your accountant. But that's how you divide it. And now we are up to case 6, according to me, case 7, according to the Art Scroll, and case undecided, according to the Masifta. We're up to the final case. Saba...
Art Scroll brings his case 7 and 8.
Well, first they have to bring case 7, and then there'll be a... I'm not up to the next one yet. If he was the Bechar, why? Because
he would get half of the estate either way.
If who was the Bechar?
This Suffolk. If he was the oldest of the three boys.
Well, he says I should get half. Meaning I get two portions? And they say, what? You're our brother?
And you would get two portions. It's the same.
Presumably. Okay, I hear that. Saba v'yavam b'nechsei safek. The grandfather... And the Yavam, they want to divide their Nechsei Safek. The Safek dies. So the grandfather says, he is the son of the deceased, and I am his heir. And the Yavam says, he's my son, and I'm his heir. That is case 6 according to me, and 7 according to the Art Scroll. And now, Avi, we're up to case 7 according to me, and case 8 according to the Art Scroll. Oy Saba v'sav Nechsei Yavam. The grandfather and the Suffolk want to divide the Yavam's estate. So the grandfather says, hey kid, you are the son of the deceased, and therefore you're not his heir. And he says, no, I'm the son of the Yavam. Have a moment, I'm with the Suffolk, v'chalkin. Okay. We are now up to the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah appears much later on in the Masechta, but it is brought here as well. Shoimeres Yavam, a woman waiting the Yavam. Rashi says she's Mamtenes Umetzapel Yavam.
Much later in what Masechta?
Later in this Masechta.
It's not in Ksubas?
It's also in Ksubas. It's in Ksubas on Samach Bezam and Bezam, but it's also brought later. And he...
It says Payam.
I think it's a lot. Peyomebez. Let's see Rashi. Shemeres Yavam Shenafla Nechasim. Rashi says Shemeres Yavam Mamtenes Umetzap El Yavam Kamoi Ania Zu Lashav Shamra Ba'afal Pibik Subis. So this woman is waiting for her Yavam. Meanwhile, while she's waiting for the Yavam, she hit the jackpot. She inherited a Yerusha. So the big shiloh over here is, what is the status of a Shemeres Yavam? So on the one hand, we know Shemeres Yavam, they're Zika. But what is the status of this woman who is Zakuk for Yivam? Nobody did Yivam to her. And Arusa has a certain relationship with her Aros. And therefore, if she inherits, then he has certain rights to her inheritance, and he doesn't have full rights. What about a Shemeres Yavam? Does a Shemeres Yavam have the status of an Arusa? So, Moedim Beisham Beis Hillel, Shemecheres V'noisenes V'kayim. Beisham and Beis Hillel agree, she's alive, she inherits, she could sell, she could give it, and it stands. Now, by the way, it's interesting, because if she would be an Arusa, Beis Hillel says, she's not allowed to sell the property that she inherits. But because she's not a full-fledged Arusa, she's merely Zakuk Liibum, even though Beis Shammai, by an Arusa only, Beis Shammai says she could sell. by a Shemeres Yavam, everybody agrees she's allowed to sell. Moedim Beisham Leisot Shemechaz Nesans V'Kayam. Now, Mesa, what if she dies? Mayasa b'ksubasa, what do you do with her ksuba? Uvenechasim anechnasim v'yoytzim ima, and in the possessions that enter and exit with her. Now, there are two things over here. She has a ksuba, and she has, as part of her ksuba, she has something called Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, which basically, Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel are possessions she brings into the marriage that are evaluated. And if they're worth $200, she walks in with $200, and when she leaves, she will walk out with $200 worth of possessions. If they go down, the husband has to still give her $200 worth of possessions. If they go up, the husband wins. It's part of the ksuba. It's written into the ksuba as a fixed amount. Then there's something called Nechsei Milug. Nechsei Milug is, they're her possessions. She suffers the loss. She stands to gain. And the husband has rights to them in terms of the peros while she's married. But they go in and out as is. So what is the status of these possessions? What's written in her ksuba of what her husband has to give her regarding the nechasim she brings in with her in the marriage that are stable, and regarding the nechasim she brings in and out, which are the nechsei milug. So all of a sudden, even though earlier Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say she is the full owner, when it comes to her death, and she died, and you want to know who basically collects her ksuba, so Beis Shammai Yomer Yachloki Yoshe Abal, Yoshe Ab, Beis Shammai says, the inheritors of her husband, meaning the Avam, split all of these possessions with the heirs of the father, meaning with her father. So it's very interesting that if she would be alive, it's hers. And once she dies, all of a sudden now we have a dispute as to who the owner is. Ubeis Hillel says, no, nechasim cheskasan. The possessions remain in their status, namely, ksuba b'cheskas Yoshe Habal, the ksuba, and the nechsei tzoyin barzel, which she brings into the marriage, they are in the presumptive status of the heirs of the husband, nechasim and nechnasim yatsim ima b'cheskir she'av. The possessions that go out with her, go in and out with her, are in the presumptive status of the heirs of the father. Look at Rashi. Hachi garsinu b'shamay yomrim yachloiku yorshia balam yorshia'av. The suffik nesuahi. She is a suffik nesua. V'zacha hayavam b'chatsi yirushasai misafik. She's basically a suffik nesua. And the yavam is zaycha in half of her estate misafik. Because a husband inherits his wife. Now this woman is a suffik nesua. So he gets half. So then why doesn't he get the ksuba? Av ksuba sa moidu meishamed b'cheskas habali. That's in the presumptive status. In other words, Beis Shammai only says, yachloiku yorshe habal im yorshe ha'av regarding the nechsei milug. But regarding the nechsei tzoyin barzel and the ksuba, Beis Shammai is moida that it goes to the husband. And the Yorshe Av don't get anything. What is Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says, Nechasim b'cheskasan. The ksuba is b'cheskas Yorshe Habal, which, by the way, Beis Shammai agrees to. And Nechasim and Nechasim Yatsim Ima is b'cheskas Yorshe Av. Kansa, if he is miyabim her, harehi kishe l'chol davar, he gets everything. Uvavad shetei ksuba al nechsei bala harishayin. But her ksuba is now going to be collected from the estate of the first husband, and the Gemara will explain what that means. But here's the obvious question, that's what we're going to deal with tonight, and that is, Beis Shammai is not consistent in the Reish and the Seifa. Beis Hillel makes sense. Beis Hillel says, if she's alive, it's hers. She could sell it. If she's dead, so it goes to the father. Except for the ksuba. But the problem is Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold if she's alive, then she could sell it? And if she dies, all of a sudden it's in doubt. Well, if it was in doubt, then why was she allowed to sell it? Maishna Resha Deloy Pligi, Maishna Seifa De Pligi. Why Beis Shammai concedes in the Resha, it's all hers, and in the Seifa it becomes Mamon Amut B'Safek. Why? Look at Rashi. Maishna Resha, that she Kayemes, that Beis Shammai doesn't argue. But we put it in her estate, we put in her chazaka, we say, she's allowed to sell. And why in the Seifa do they argue when she dies, we don't put the Nechse Milug in the estate of the Yarshim, in her Yarshim? Says the Gemara, Mar Ula says as follows, Reisha Dinaflok Shia Rusa, in the Reisha and the Sefer, talking about different cases, in the Reisha, she fell when she was an Arus to the deceased. Rashi says, and therefore the Nechasim fell to her when she was a Shemesion from Erison, and therefore it's hers. But the Seifa, the Nafuk Shinesua, the Seifa is talking about where she was in Nesua. So Ula holds, Sabra Ula, Zikas Arusa is a Safek Arusa. The Zika of an Arusa makes her a Safek Arusa. So it's hers. The Seifa is she fell when she was in Nesua. Zikas Nesua is a Safek Nesua. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Keshuhu Nesua. Helkach, Reisha Delgabe Arusa Mamish. In the Reisha, where if she would be an actual Arusa, Beis Shammai says she could sell, like we learned in a Mishnah later on. Certainly, in this case, she's only a zakuka, so certainly she could sell. Because if an arusa could sell, certainly a safek arusa could sell. Beis Hillel, who says a arusa vada is now to sell a charchila, but b'dievet could, but a suffic arusa is allowed to sell. So she's not his wife. So Beis Hillel agrees that even though Beis Hillel holds an arusa is now to sell a charchila, a suffic arusa will allow her to sell. How about in the seifa? But the seifa, the gabi nesua ba'alma, by a regular nesua we say, that if she sells it, even b'dieved, it's not a valid sale. So this case is not really a full nesua. It's a suffix. It's a suffix nesua. It's not a nesua mamish. So therefore, it's b'suffix. So according to Beis Shammai, it's by suffix. It's better to divide it. And Beis Hillel says, no, if it's a suffix, you use chazaka. Okay, we'll try to explain this a little bit clearer tomorrow. And thanks everyone for joining. And by the way, tomorrow at 4:30 we're starting a new sefer, Igaras Haramban. We do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, about 10 minutes. Welcome to join us. Everybody, have a great night. Kol tov.
Rabbi, what did you say about Beis Shammai holds that in the case of an arusa she can't sell, but a suffic arusa she can?
No, Beis Hillel says an arusa is not allowed to sell. L'chadchila, but a suffik arusa could sell l'chadchila.
Why would the suffik arusa have a greater strength than an arusa?
Because an arusa might not be able to sell because she has responsibilities to her husband. But if she's only a suffik arusa, where she's not necessarily definitively responsible to her husband, then even Beis Hillel would agree she could sell. Her husband is not, she's not tied enough to her husband to prevent her from selling.
Okay.
Beis Shammai says that she's allowed to sell if she's an Arusa, certainly if she's only a Zakuka. But even in Beis Hillel, who says an Arusa cannot sell, a Suffolk Arusa would be allowed to sell, even L'Charchiva. Okay, everyone, Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.